For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, Americans. Welcome. It's Eric Erickson here across the nation, and it happens to be an Open Line Friday. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, I'm delighted to have you. If you text Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 33777, you can get the show notes, the live stream, the podcast, all this. If you've heard, I'm going to be out for some days next week. I'm taking my family to Las Vegas. We're not going to gamble. We're going to the Grand Canyon, and there's a company out there I love called Maverick Helicopters, and they will fly you and land you inside the Grand Canyon. My daughter's asked for her graduation and birthday present if we could go take that helicopter ride and then go shoot machine guns in the desert. So that's what we're going to do. I am so, you know, like, I got friends who they like to go to Las Vegas, like leave their families behind, and it's just where they go to unwind, and I totally get it. I love to go do that myself. But I am so excited to take my family to go do this trip. I have arranged some special programming for them that they don't know about. So, for example, the gun range, they've got a massive collection of, like, automatic firearms, and they've got some they've got a Gatling gun, they've got a Tommy gun and stuff that they're going to let us shoot. They've been cleaning up for us. And then we're going to take them to the Grand Canyon. Then my son, my 15-year-old, I'm not a car guy. I've never been a car guy. My son loves Mustangs. And what he does not know is that Shelby Motors is in Las Vegas. And there's a Carroll Shelby garage where all of Carroll Shelby's cars, if you know anything about Shelby and Mustang, all of Carroll Shelby's cars are, and so I've arranged for us to take a VIP tour. He has no idea on Thursday that he gets to go up close and personal with Carroll Shelby's cars, and he just, like, loves the guy. If you've ever seen Ford versus Ferrari, he loves that movie. Just Carroll Shelby's the coolest person to him. So we're going to go see that as well. So it'll be fun. And then we come home. I hadn't figured out about how to handle the Trump trial next week. I'll think on that. But I'll be off for a few days. Now, I need to talk to you if you're in Texas. I, you know, we're on in Austin now, but I've got a massive live stream of listeners in Texas on a daily basis. I got hundreds and hundreds of people who listen in Dallas every day, hundreds in Houston, just spread around the state. I got a lot of listeners in Texas, and I want you all to know they're having a big fight in Texas over who should be the next chairman of the state Republican Party. Now, this is the state Republican Party that picked Alan West to be its chairman. So they're going to pick the biggest clown to be their chairman, more likely than not, just given their reputation. Matt Rinaldi is actually a pretty competent chair, but he's been very divisive for some. And Matt Rinaldi made a man named Trey Traynor mad. Trey Traynor isn't just a nobody. He happens to be a commissioner on the Federal Election Commission. And curiously, 4 days ago, in the run-up to the Republican convention in Texas, Trey Traynor tweeted this to Matt Rinaldi, who said he voted for Donald Trump on Super Tuesday. Traynor says, "So we'll see you in a MAGA hat at the convention? With the ability these days to track ballots to individual voters, I accept your challenge to see if it is fake news and see if you actually did vote for Donald Trump." Surprise, surprise. 2 days later, a website called Current Revolt had Matt Rinaldi's ballot. And it showed that Rinaldi did what millions of Americans have done, said publicly they voted for Donald Trump and privately voted for somebody else. He voted for Ron DeSantis. Now, the people who are mad at Rinaldi for voting for DeSantis privately while saying he publicly voted for Trump, they're trying to distract you from the big story. And the big story is, those of you who live in Texas, unless you vote absentee, people can figure out who you voted for. Your ballot is not secret. We call this the Australian ballot, by the way. So in the 1850s, 1856, Australia was the first part of the British Empire to use the secret ballot. And so the secret ballot is also called the Australian ballot, and that is a ballot that does not identify the voter. We take for granted in this country that ballots are secret, and this country embraced it after the Civil War. Hard to believe this, isn't it? But before the Civil War, actually, voting was not anonymous in this country. After the Civil War, states began gravitating towards the Australian ballot, and by the turn of the 1900s, the 20th century, all ballots were secret in this country, and laws were passed to guarantee the ballots would be secret in this country. Your ballot is supposed to be secret. No one is supposed to know who you voted for. You can say you voted for one person and actually voted for another person, and there's not supposed to be a way for anyone to find out. In fact, in a lot of states that were in the Confederacy prior before the Civil War, there are laws on the books you can't even take a picture of your cast ballot. The reason is because during the Civil Rights Movement in the Jim Crow era, there was an effort in the South to take black voters to the polls and oversee how they voted. And they were required to show people their ballots before they were cast to make sure they voted the right way. This happened in a number of Southern states. So it has become a law that you're not allowed to even take a picture of your ballot once cast. Now, I know people do it, but it is an enforced provision. In fact, this happened to me. I, several years ago in 2018, cast my vote for Brian Kemp as governor of Georgia against Stacey Abrams. Put a picture of it on social media, and it was Kemp's office itself. He was secretary of the state at the time, called me and said, you must delete that picture on Instagram. It is against the law for anyone to disclose how they voted through a picture of their ballot. You can say, but you can't have photographic evidence. And this has been upheld by the Supreme Court. It's not a free speech issue. It's a voter security issue to prevent intimidation of voters. It's based on historic patterns. And so you can't take pictures of your ballot because the secret ballot is sacrosanct in the United States, except in Texas. This is a wild story. So curiously, here's what Current Revolt, the website, says. There are multiple methods that can be used to reveal ballots cast by voters in Texas. The Rinaldi ballot was obtained with one method. Another method is described in a lawsuit by Dr. Laura Presley. In other words, it appears Rinaldi's ballot was surreptitiously obtained and exposed, and Rinaldi does not deny that it's his ballot. What's so interesting, however, is that if you look at the actual ballot, there's no identifier that it's Matt Rinaldi's ballot. It's a random number. 00000394011170065KKXJI. That's it. That's all. That's the identifier. But according to Current Revolt, there actually is a way to figure out how this can be done. There's a lawsuit that's been filed against the Texas Secretary of State, Jane Nelson, alleging a willful and systematic disregard of election laws that has led to the secrecy of the ballot being breached. The suit alleges that an overwhelming majority of ballots cast in Texas elections can be traced and linked to the individual who cast them using publicly available information. The breach of a ballot is accomplished by following a process of data mining detailed in the lawsuit. This means that your ballot choices from previous elections are not confidential. Unless current law is enforced, your ballot choice in future elections won't be confidential either. Now, Dr. Laura Presley, who's representing herself in the lawsuit, she didn't have a lawyer. She worked in the semiconductor industry and started a group called True Texas Elections, LLC, an election security firm. An exhibit of the lawsuit showed by Presley shows step-by-step how to use data gathered from public information requests and how to cross-reference that data to be able to match specific ballots with names on the election rolls. Essentially, what happens is they assign a random number to the voter. So the random number, let me just back this up. I gave you the Matt Rinaldi random number. The first number is 00000394. That's actually the 394th ballot that was cast. Their random number for Matt Rinaldi was 0117B00065KKXJI. Seems very random, doesn't it? There's a problem. It uses a 16-bit hash. Now, this is Greek to probably 99.9% of you. But essentially, have you ever heard of 258-bit encryption? That's what computers use. Makes it very hard to figure out someone's password. 256-bit encryption makes it very difficult. 16-bit, your iPhone has so much power that it can crack that code quick and figure out who the voter is, because it's not actually regularly assigned. It's not a random selection. It's actually based on where you live, what precinct you're in, who you are. And so there's actually no register. There's no random process assigning you your information. You think it's random and you think it's secure, but it's actually not secured. It's a wild process. The result of this is, let's just take a real-world example in Texas right now. They're having a big school choice fight in Texas. Let's presume that one of the public school teachers actually supports school choice and wants to go vote for the school choice candidate in November. The Texas teachers' unions can go find her ballot and figure out if she did or did not vote for their candidate. Or think about the shy Trump voter. It's a real phenomenon. You live in a progressive enclave, but you're conservative. Your neighbors are suspicious of you, but you tell them all, no, I voted for Joe Biden. They can very easily in Texas go find your ballot and determine whether or not you actually did vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. They can identify that it is your ballot, and they can identify who you voted for. This is happening right now in Texas. It's wild. Now, the thing you need to know, particularly those of you living in Texas, if you live in Texas, your absentee ballot is secured. The method does not work in an absentee ballot setup. It only works on election day with the voting machines that Texas has chosen to use and the way Texas has decided to assign random numbers, because the numbers, it turns out, are not actually very random at all. Your secret ballot is gone in the state of Texas. Now, the state of Texas, by law, says that there have to be randomly assigned numbers. We know, based on securing Matt Rinaldi's ballot, and it's not in dispute, it's his ballot, that they could force a real random designation. But they allowed them to take shortcuts to use cheap encryption, and so local governments aren't doing it. 90% of Election Day ballots in Texas can easily be obtained and easily have the random number cracked and easily expose how a voter voted. There's no secret ballot in Texas if you vote on Election Day right now. That's a wild story. Also, it should be against the law to obtain and expose someone's ballot, and I think it might be, and there probably needs to be a criminal investigation into how Matt Rinaldi's ballot was not just obtained but also photographed and exposed for the whole world to see. That in and of itself gives questions about criminal liability in the exposure of his case. But the big story here, and the one you can't be distracted by with all the Rinaldi drama with the Texas Republican Party, is if you live in Texas and you vote on Election Day this year, people, unless they change this system before Election Day, are going to be able to get your ballot and know how you voted. So you can say all day long you voted for Joe Biden when you privately voted for Donald Trump, and you could be exposed. Or you could say all day long you rejected the school choice candidate when you actually voted for him, and you could be exposed. Your ballot is not secret in the state of Texas, and that is a huge problem. It violates the American system of using the secret ballot. It violates the integrity of the process. And it should deeply scare voters to know that they could be exposed. Their vote is supposed to be secure and sacrosanct, except in Texas. It's not, unless they change it.
He's got the courage to tell you the actual truth, even when it isn't popular. It's the Eric Erickson Show. Get the podcast, live stream, email, and social media links by texting Eric to 33777 now.
Hello and welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the nation. The phone number 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, it's an open line Friday. I want to go to Marilyn. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Eric. First of all, I want to say how much I enjoy your program. I learned so much.
Thanks very much.
My question is, I, along with a lot of other people, watched the Trump rally in the Bronx last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, the media, even Trump, were surprised at how many people came to hear him. And it was, you know, very well received. Do you think it would be a wise strategy for Trump to do similar things in other blue cities, especially in the swing states?
Look, I do, particularly in the swing states. Look, so there's actually historic data, and this is one of the things that's just a student of politics I'm fascinated by. The more a candidate visits a state, the more votes that candidate gets. It's one of the things that Hillary Clinton's campaign screwed up with. They want to blame the Russians so much, but the reality is Hillary Clinton did not visit Detroit. She didn't visit Wisconsin. She didn't visit Erie County, Pennsylvania, in the final days of the campaign to rally people to go vote. There is a historic documented instance of when a candidate for president visits a locale, their vote share goes up based on their visits. And Trump, if he goes and visits and engages with the voters, he's going to see his numbers go up. And particularly if he goes into non-white communities where clearly there is a movement in his direction, he's got the opportunity to pick up a lot of votes there. And he doesn't even need a majority of the votes. That's the wild and crazy thing about this. He doesn't need the majority. He only needs to increase his minority. It's kind of like, look at Brian Kemp in Georgia. He worked very hard to get the Hispanic vote and the Asian vote in the state. He didn't necessarily win a majority, but he went up enough that it precluded Stacey Abrams from being able to beat him in Georgia. Now, Georgia's a swing state in 2024. If Trump comes into the state and he does that in the state of Georgia, goes to like Gwinnett County, which is a highly ethnically diverse county, brings in large crowds from that location, micro-targets to get them there, he's going to do well. And this is the thing that scares the Biden team. They're worried Trump's team may have developed the discipline to be able to do this. And they're starting to be concerned. And don't look now, Trump's starting to outraise Biden, so he's got the money to do it. Now, I got to tell you about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The three-pack is available. You save $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Eden like the Garden of Eden. Pure is the driven snow. EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is ERICK3, the number 3, ERIC3. It is an air purifier without filters, so you don't have to have a filter subscription. It's just electrostatic plates, and they work. They trap the pollen, they trap the dust, but I use it as an air odor eliminator. I travel with it. You can hold it in your hand. I keep one in my travel bag. You can plug it into the wall or with a USB cord if you're in your car, and it just works. It wipes out smoke odors, litter box odors, the random pet odors, the wet dog odors, cooking odors, frying odors, musty odors. It just eliminates those odors, and it works so well. EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is ERIC3, ERICK3. You can get one for upstairs, downstairs, your basement, your RV, your travel bag, wherever you need odors eliminated. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm will work for you too. It works for me. EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is ERIC3, ERICK3. Go check it out today. And you want to get your ticket now before we've got limited space at this point. So text ENGAGE to 33777. It's going to be a great time. All right. I want to take your phone calls. I got a story I got to talk about, but let me take your phone calls first. Some of you have been sitting on hold for quite a while. JC, you're going to be up next. Welcome.
Afternoon, Eric. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. Before I go to my one little issue, I think yesterday you knew you kind of stepped in it and you took another shot today. So I'm about to come at you swinging, my man. Eric, don't you hate and get mad at my hometown red hot Philadelphia Phillies. Best record in baseball. Just so you know, hey, I'm from from Northeast Philly, West Philly,
right.
So don't hate.
So JC, you know who Tug McGraw is?
I don't think I know.
Okay, he was a famous Phillies player. The country singer Tim McGraw was his dad. We're related, so I got Phillies relations. So I got to tell you, in all honesty, the reason I pick on the Phillies is because I have two friends who listen every day to this show from Washington, D.C., and I know they're listening right now because I got a text from about something I said earlier. And I pick on the Phillies because they are the most rabid, unrepentant Phillies fans I've ever met in my life. Like, disgustingly so. Like, I'm a Braves fan. I don't go every day wearing Braves paraphernalia. I don't know that I've ever seen them not in Phillies paraphernalia. One of them even has a Phillies logo tattoo. That's how much of a fan he is. So I got to do it just to enrage friends.
Listen at you. You don't you start no drama. Speaking of drama, Eric, I know with you and I being, I like your laugh, and I think this will lighten things up. I think you commented on it, Eric, but what was that drama in the committee over Garland with Congresswoman Green and Kaja Cortez and Crockett? I was like, all we need is Jerry Springer from heaven to come down and ask questions and make it an episode on his show, and all we need is a bell. Jerry! Yeah,
and find out who was pregnant and whose baby it was, yes.
Eric, you are so wrong for that. You went after that congresswoman. That went after my man. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, y'all. Okay, for y'all don't know what JC is talking about. I have tried to avoid it because it gives me a migraine thinking about it. It was Marjorie Taylor Greene, AOC. I mean, they're just clowns. They're not serious people. You could have had a substantive hearing. Instead, it descended into this clown show fight. And what really frustrates me about it, JC, is that the bases of both parties love it. They're like, yeah, take a shot. Yeah, yeah. But meanwhile, you're not accomplishing anything substantive. I mean, you're right. Having a substantive investigation into the Department of Justice, and it turns into a clown show.
And it wastes our time.
Yeah, it does. It wastes all of our time. It makes the bases of the parties feel good about their person they can write a check to, but it absolutely accomplishes nothing to advance an agenda of either the left or the right. It just makes them all look unserious. There were a real opportunity for Republicans who scheduled the meeting late in the day to be able to highlight for the evening news the screw-ups of the Biden administration, and most of the media would have ignored it, I get it, but Fox wouldn't have, and most people watch Fox. And instead, even Fox had to cover the
I know, it's crazy. Hello? Uh-oh.
I'm going to hijack my own show. How about that? I would talk about Georgia stuff. We've got Georgia news, and I will get to the Georgia news, but I'm not going to get to the Georgia news first. Instead, I'm just going to talk to you. I'm assuming you can handle listening. You're mature enough to handle listening to a radio talk show that doesn't necessarily automatically delve into the raw politics of the day. I hope that you can, because I want to talk to you. I last night spoke at the Middle Georgia Salvation Army. You know, the Salvation Army these days, it's very bizarre. The Salvation Army has become controversial because it's Christian. You know, one of the reasons that Chick-fil-A is being bombarded with hatred these days is because Chick-fil-A supports the Salvation Army. I'm not making that.
Hey, so, JC, my apologies to our last callers because I have this little box that connects me into my radio studio, and somehow or another, it decided to reboot. In the middle of me talking to JC, it just completely, disappeared, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh, wow, I guess JC is hung up and it's not making the buzz, and then I go to the next caller, and that's my clue that something is wrong, and then I hear a click in my ear. I think I got disconnected, and I turn over and suddenly I am rebooting. My access unit is rebooting on its own for reasons. Maybe it's the Russians. Who knows? All right. In any event, I will move on. I will take that as my cue that I need to talk about the story because it actually is an important story. And if I hung up on you because I couldn't hear you and I thought it was on your end, my apologies. You can call back. Y'all know how the Democrats are continuing to tell us that Donald Trump is sowing seeds of doubt about the November election. There have been multiple stories, including there's one today, I think it's in the Washington Post or maybe MSNBC, that Donald Trump is sowing seeds of doubt about the integrity of the November election. The Democrats are doing it too, and they have the mainstream media on their side. The Biden administration, this is from NBC News, the Biden administration is increasingly concerned that the intensifying military alliance between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could vastly expand Pyongyang's nuclear capabilities and increase tensions in the Asia-Pacific region, six senior U.S. officials told NBC News. U.S. officials are also bracing for North Korea to potentially take its most provocative actions in a decade, close to the U.S. presidential election, possibly at Putin's urging. The timing, they said, could be designed to create turmoil in yet another part of the world as Americans decide whether to send Joe Biden or Donald Trump back to the White House. You see, my friends, NBC News and the Democrats colluding to spread election propaganda that, oh my gosh, the Russians are trying to get Donald Trump back in office again. This isn't a good sign for the Democrats in November that they're already trying to collude together to sow disinformation and fear based on anonymous officials in the White House that looks like the Russians and the North Koreans are going to do something in near the election to get Donald Trump in office. This is no different from Donald Trump claiming it's going to be stolen. It's no different at all, except the mainstream media buys into it. Now, all right, Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great, Eric. How are you? It's an honor to talk to you, sir.
Thanks so much.
I've talked with you before, but our son is a U.S. border agent, has been for 4 years. And whenever I talk to him, and it's quite frequently we talk, got a good relationship there, he tells me how discouraging it is for him and all the other agents. He's been an agent for over 4 years. He went into the border under the Trump administration. Wasn't long after that, it went into the Biden administration, and it fell apart. But the other evening, he was telling me that the two things that they have been told that were the most important things on their agenda to do are these two things. And one of them is, if you see someone cutting on the wall, dismembering the wall, you do not engage. And secondly, you get the illegals processed as quickly as possible so the media does not see them.
Wow.
And that came from a border agent. And that is, to me, as a father, I've got two kids that's gone through college. They're in the workforce now. And to encourage him to do something, to step out and do something like what he did four and a half years ago, mm-hmm. and for him to have to deal with this when they took an oath, I don't know why the president and his administration aren't being court-martialed right now, because they took an oath to secure this country, and they're being told to do just the opposite.
Oh, they are. And it's a policy decision, Washington. And it's this administration has manufactured this. This administration could fix it. What's so funny, Jeff, is that there's a report from Politico. It came late last night that essentially says that Joe Biden is telling his administration that they have advised him wrongly on crime and immigration, and they're going to have a problem. And they're trying to cast it as wily Joe Biden is the one who realizes he's had a problem, as opposed to Joe Biden willingly went along with everything they've told him. And now there's political blowback. They're not throwing Joe Biden under the bus, but all of his staff under the bus, when actually the problem is the entire administration that has been badly misguided along the way because of their own biases. And it has been their own biases the entire time. This administration across the board has been deeply, deeply biased towards an open border and towards progressive politics and towards determining that it has a better way, knows better, and is smarter than everyone else. And the result is a collapse of trust. The result is a mass flood of people in the coming across the border, a mass flood of humanity, bringing crime into the country. And all the Democrats can do is scream, but Russia, but Russia, but Russia, convinced that Russia is going to steal the election. It's not going to be Russia. They're, you know, the left is going to deny, if Biden loses, they're going to deny he lost. They're going to claim Russia stole the election because they're the original election deniers. They've tried to discredit every election going back to George Bush. But the fact of the matter is this administration is out of touch with where the American people are, and it's why instead of trying to persuade the American people, they're trying to lecture the American people that actually you people are stupid and ungrateful and you should be thanking Joe Biden. That's not a winning message. That's not a campaign message that wins a presidency, and it's probably too late for them to change course. So now they're just going to seed disinformation about the Russians stealing the election. I'm not surprised. It's the best they've got. They really have contempt for the American people. And, you know, to the extent that they do acknowledge that Joe Biden loses in November, it's going to be you bigots who cost him the election. You're just not pure enough. They never can blame themselves. You know, one of the things they're trying to do is rearrange the Electoral College now so that states will be bound to the national popular vote. It's called a change in presidential selection. They want to do an interstate compact among progressive states so that if your state votes for Donald Trump, but the popular vote were to go to Joe Biden, your state's electoral college would be bound to Joe Biden. Hillsdale College is doing a survey on this and presidential selection. They're very curious where you stand on the issue. If you go to ericforhillsdale.com, you can take the survey, the presidential selection survey. This actually is a thing. It's a growing movement among states. Even some Republican states flirted with it of binding their state to the popular vote as opposed to the Electoral College, which they all claim was outmoded. And ericforhillsdale.com is where you go to take Hillsdale's presidential selection survey. You know, they're an educational institution, but they want you to educate them on where you stand on this issue, which is kind of cool. You can go weigh in on this at ericforhillsdale.com. Also, learn more about this fine institution that's been educating Americans for well over 100 years. ericforhillsdale.com. Take the presidential selection survey from Hillsdale College.
Want to be on the show?
Hello?
I love your show.
Call Eric now at 877-973-7425. Join Eric's army of activists. Text ARMY to 33777 now.
Welcome back. It is Eric Erickson. This just in, the city of Kansas City has announced a curfew for minors for the summer months beginning Memorial Day weekend. Youths 15 years old and younger must be accompanied citywide starting at 10 p.m. Those 16 and 17-year-olds must be accompanied by an adult starting at 11 p.m. For those same teens in entertainment districts of Kansas City, there must be an adult starting at 9 p.m. Entertainment districts include the Country Club Plaza, downtown Kansas City, the 18th and Vine District, Westport, and others. The curfew runs until 6 a.m. Now, maybe this is a smart thing to do, but are they actually going to enforce it? Are they going to enforce this sort of thing? Are they going to actually deploy the police to ensure the curfew? And why exactly do they need the curfew? Wonder what the demographics are. Probably not a great sign of the whole, like, youth criminal element in Kansas City. Sad to see. You know, voters ultimately are responsible for these things. Take Athens, Clark County. The poor folks in Oconee County, Georgia, are right next to Clark County, Georgia. Clark County is the population hub of the Western Judicial District, where you have a highly, highly progressive DA, and she's won a re-election despite massive outrage. They couldn't find anybody competent, it seems like, to run against her except as an independent candidate, not in the Democratic Party primary. And that independent candidate, I think, wasn't able to get signatures or something. It's just a sad thing to see. When you've got this partisanship, or maybe I guess the independent will show up on the November ballot instead of challenging her in the primary. Will the independent in November be able to get the votes to be on the ballot to be able to challenge them as opposed to challenging within the Democratic primary? We got these progressive DAs around the country. Hopefully they'll be able to oust her in a general election with an independent in Athens-Clarke County. But we see these progressive prosecutors around the country just causing a crime wave. And they refuse to own up to it. And the I find it remarkable the people of Portland, Oregon, finally had enough of it and ditched their progressive George Soros-funded DA. Around the country, people are needing to rise up. Even San Francisco was willing to oust and recall their district attorney. Now Joe Biden, according to Politico, is telling progressives they've gone too far on criminal justice issues and need a course correction, that they need to get back to law and order because it's costing Democrats elections. The wake-up call was the Portland DA losing his job and a rebellion of voters around the country. It's not rocket science. Truly, it's not rocket science. When people do not feel safe, they're going to lash out. Sheriffs are going to get thrown out of office. District attorneys are going to get thrown out of office. At the end of the day, people wish to be safe. They wish not to be shot or robbed. They don't want their cars broken into. They don't want their homes burglarized. They don't want their children to be unsafe. And crime is a powerful issue. The only other big, major, powerful issue right now in this country is jobs and employment, groceries, the cost of living. The cost of living is a massive issue, the economy. It all ties together as the economy. The fact that the Biden administration has screwed up the economy and progressives have screwed up the cost of living in cities because they're turned into the third world hellholes is something the voters are going to react to. It has nothing to do with the Russians, has nothing to do with North Koreans, has nothing to do with the Chinese. It has everything to do with domestic politics. Donald Trump has been ahead in this election, according to public opinion polls, since October, with very limited exceptions. That has nothing to do when you ask the voters about foreign policy issues, the Russians. It has everything to do with the fact that people's groceries are so expensive now. And the Democrats are lying to themselves if they don't think this is an issue. Now, I'm going to be on in Atlanta for till 7 o'clock tonight. The rest of you, I'm going to take my kids on our last family vacation of the year. Normally I would spread them out this year, but with our kid graduating and going to college, I'm going to go take my family and enjoy time with them next week. I will be back with you guys in a week. Y'all have a wonderful time. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Please stay safe out there. And I will be in touch with you. Don't forget, text Eric to 33777. You can follow me around social media as I take the family to the Grand Canyon. But otherwise, have a great Memorial Day weekend. Please be safe out there.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.